are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Emily.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Kaya.
I'm Maggie.
And I'm Karen.
Let's start the show with a song.
It's a song about Jonah.
You remember Jonah? He was trapped in the belly of a big fish for 3 days.
God called him to Nineveh.
But Jonah didn't want to go. So God taught him a lesson.
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Save you. Call to the Lord and he'll save you.
God sees everything. God hears everything. You can't run away.
God knows everything. God has come, so trust him and obey.
Oh, Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
God and obey.
Have some special guests in the Purple Dog studio.
They want to see for themselves how we record our show.
We've gotten some letters and emails from our listeners asking us how we put our show and our music together.
So we've invited some friends here today, and we want to say hi to them now. Jonathan and Alex, Thomas and Claire, thanks for joining us here. So what do you think? Purple enough? Why don't you describe what it looks like for people?
Purple walls and purple music stands and purple seats.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why we call it the Purple Dog Studio. You think that's a good name for it?
Yeah.
Except what about the dog?
He snores.
She snores.
Really loud.
Tony, our engineer, has a way of quieting her. I'm not sure how he does it. That's a trick for Tony. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask us, though, about the way we do things?
Do you get up on Saturday mornings to do the show?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that. But who would like to answer that? Emily?
No. We record them on Tuesdays.
Saturday mornings is hard. We're in our pajamas when we listen to the show.
How long does it take to make a show?
Okay, how long does it take to do a show? 15 minutes or 14 minutes? Nope. How long does it take?
About like 45 minutes. Well, also because we have to edit the stuff, sometimes it doesn't work right.
Right. Long after you guys leave, Tony is here working on our show, hours sometimes, putting our show together. And he can fix our mistakes, like when we do our opening line.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Sometimes we're not all together, are we? But we can do it again and again until it sounds the way we want it to sound.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Now, who else has another question?
Are these microphones working?
Let's everybody tap. Now, you can't hear them in here, can you?
No, but you can hear them really loud in there.
Really loud where Tony's sitting. And we don't need to make our voices loud out here because we can all hear each other. But we need to have a way to record our voices. And that's why we have microphones. Now, how about you, Thomas? You have one more question?
How do you choose what music to put on your CDs?
Somebody want to answer that? Or should I answer that?
You should answer
you
that.
You should.
I choose the music. You know, I have been writing music for the shows, and when I have enough music, I put a CD out. That's what we do. And that's what we're working on right now. We're working on a CD, and who knows what it's called?
Let the Children Come.
Mm-hmm. We've also recorded lots of other projects. Who wants to name some of the projects we've done?
Ladybug Picnic.
Lullabies of Love.
All Aboard.
All Aboard. That was way back.
Make a Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Children of God.
I was wondering whether you were going to say Children of God. That's the one we use the most, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Songs that we did for Sunday school. So you have another one, Alexa? Oh, you're looking up here on the walls. I was wondering how you guys could do all that. Yeah, they're all up there on the wall, aren't they? And what about our last CD?
Wiggly Tooth. I got a tooth that's wiggly, really, really wiggly. A tooth that's jiggly, really, really jiggly. I twist it, I turn it.
About our show, Tony can change our voices.
He can make us sound like a mouse.
He can make us sound
low and slow.
He can make us sound like we're on top of a mountain.
In a cave?
Or underwater.
Anything you can imagine.
I know a place that's make-believe. A place where you can go. Just close your eyes and think of any special place you know. And you can always go there if you have the time. Use your imagination, it's a place inside your mind. And you can go to far off places. And you can be whatever it is that you wanna be. And you can do
can go. Just close your eyes and think of any special place you know. And you can always go there if you have the time. Use your imagination, it's a place inside your mind. You can go.
I'm gonna jump up in the clouds.
And you can. Let's make believe, a place where you can go. Just close your eyes and think of any special place you know. And you can always go there if you have the time. Use your imagination, it's a place inside your mind. And you can go.
I'm gonna go to the sea.
And you can be.
I'll be a beautiful mermaid.
And you can do.
And the mermaid, baked a cake.
And you can see.
Oh, and a fish cake.
Yum, yum.
I know a place that's make-believe, a place where you can go.
You know, it's so much fun to get together and use our imagination and sing songs, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we really, really work hard making this show, don't we?
Yeah.
Why don't we tell everyone listening why we work so hard? What do you think? Why do we work hard making this show?
So it'll sound right.
So it'll sound right, okay.
Because Jesus is listening to us?
That is a very good answer, because Jesus is listening to us. And what does he want us to do?
Tell other people about him.
Exactly right. And Carolyn?
Sound like angels?
I think he wants us to sound like angels, too. That's great. You think we always sound like angels?
No.
Sometimes we do. That's right. You know, God really wants us to take his message and do what with it? What are we supposed to do with it, Emily?
Share it with other people.
Okay. And how do we do that? Can we do it right here in this room?
Yeah.
We can send our show to stations all over the country so more kids will hear his message. And that's what Karen and Kids is all about. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for bringing us all together again to do your work. You have given us an awesome job, telling others about your son, Jesus, using our songs to worship you and to teach others about you. We pray that your message will reach the hearts of those who are listening. We pray that they would truly understand how special they are and how much Jesus loves them. In his name we pray, amen.
Thank you for listening.
We hope you had fun with us.
And thanks to our visiting friends, Thomas, Claire, Jonathan, and Alex.
And remember, we are all part of God's big family.
We are the children of God. See you next time.